Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
So the New York Post reports an Ohio City council member disturbingly claimed that the victims of the Cincinnati downtown brawl were asking to be assaulted during the ruthless mob attack. They asked for that beatdown. Cincinnati Councilwoman Victoria Parks replied to video of the July 7th brawl on Facebook. I'm grateful for the whole story, she added. The 67-year-old Democrat angered Cincinnati's police union boss, who blasted Parks for the comments and called for resignation. It's unconscionable that an elected official would be celebrating violence in the very city she was voted to serve.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and we often talk in this channel about a rather malicious phenomenon known as anarcho-tyranny. And this is where we're seeing a shocking increase in cases where victims of crime, normal people like you and me, are being blamed for the attacks against them, all as criminals walk free or with just a slap on the wrist, if that. In virtually every big city across America, most especially DC, crime is spiking. From urban centers and even to some small towns, we're seeing a surge in violence, theft, and chaos. FBI crime statistics show violent crime rates climbing in major cities. Homicides are up in places like Chicago, my backyard in Philly, LA. Carjackings, assaults, robberies are becoming daily headlines. And what's worse is that the very systems we rely on to protect us, law enforcement, the courts, our elected officials most especially, they're failing us. And they're failing you. Again, we saw this most recently in D.C. just the other day, where a prominent member of DOGE was assaulted, violently beaten by a street gang of thugs. And it's so bad that President Trump is actually threatening a federal takeover of this failed city. But what's even more infuriating is how often when law-abiding citizens are victimized, they're the ones being put on trial. Victims are being blamed while criminals are being coddled. The recent mob attack on those 2 white victims in Cincinnati seems to be just another example of this. The woke police chief there attacked the media and the people who filmed the attack because she refused to take responsibility for the lack of safety in the city or the people actually committing the attack. This is happening because of the toxic ideology pushed by far-left politicians and their allies in the media. They want you to believe that criminals are the real victims, products of systemic issues or socioeconomic disadvantage. They'll tell you that holding people accountable is somehow unfair. So they want to defund the police, or they want to push lenient bail policies, or they want to let prosecutors drop charges. And what's the result of that? Well, criminals know that they can act with impunity, while you and I are left to fend for ourselves. So what do we do? Well, we absolutely must be proactive here. We have to take responsibility for our own safety. It's time to be proactive, not reactive, proactive. If you want to stay safe, you got to take charge. So this is about personal responsibility, which is something we conservatives have always believed in. Well, joining me today to discuss precisely what we can do to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe is retired FBI agent and security expert, Art Fitzenmaier. Art, welcome. Great to see you again, my friend. I know you just had an interview before this. We've said, so you're all warmed up. It's great to have you back.
It's great to be here. I always love the opportunity to, you know, make people aware of one of the issues that can affect all of us, but especially homeowners. Yeah. And if they aren't paying attention, it could be devastating, very devastating.
Absolutely. And again, you're on the front lines of this. You're a former FBI agent. You're a security expert. Well, just in this broader brush scenario that we're in culturally, which we're calling sort of this anarcho-tyranny, what do you think is actually going on with the crime surge we're seeing in America?
Well, we've got a political system that has swerved out of even the center lane at this point. And so that the criminals really can almost have no fear of the enforcement of the laws that they're breaking, you know, randomly and without real concern. You know, the reason that I'm here is because of one of the key elements of the personal wealth of anybody that's watching right now that owns a home is the equity that they have in their home. And in this day and age, that equity is under attack.
Right.
Quite frankly, if you own a home, you can go to any number of websites right now to establish what the total value of that home is. Within reason, they're not all that accurate, but you can figure out exactly what the equity is in your home by going to these websites, putting your address in, and they'll give you a resale value. And if you subtract what you owe on your mortgage, that'll tell you how much money you've got on the table that is right. Sitting there waiting for somebody to come and scoop it up, quite frankly. It's so simple.
And with these lenient policies that we're seeing, I think it's particularly from the politicians, obviously. I mean, law enforcement wants to do their job, but they often get hamstrung politically.
Yeah.
Yeah, with these lenient policies, I mean, it just seems like it's a field day for criminals. They can do they're being given the green light to go out and find all kinds of ways to assault.
I mean, there's no real fear, especially, you know, people, you know, tout the victimless crimes out there, and the bad guys know they're going to get a small rap on the knuckles and push back out the front door when something like that happens. But, you know, the average homeowner, you know, in the smaller markets like Oklahoma or Wyoming or Montana, they probably have $300,000 or $400,000 in equity.
Oh, easily.
Beyond
yeah.
their mortgage. Yeah. And then the bigger markets, it's 800,000 up to sky's the limit on the equity that they have sitting there on their property. You know, I call it the Agent Art Pop Quiz to let people really focus on what their problem is. And it's really simple. First question is, do you know what your title looks like?
The home title, right?
Yeah. Your home title, yeah. And do you know the last time you saw your home title? They usually say, well, when I bought the place 12 years ago, I think it was in those documents. And the last question is, do you know where your title is right now? Mm-hmm. Most people are going to give it that glassy-eyed stare, and they don't understand that little document, which is actually the third question, is where it is right now. Your title is actually on file in your local county recorder's office. That, unfortunately for you, makes it a public document, which means the public can go and get a copy of it and look at it or whatever they want to do because of that element of the document being in a public place.
And so Art, if I can, correct me if I'm wrong, but the local county recorder website is not necessarily known for being radically cyber secure.
No. It's even easier than that. A lot of them will make their documents available online. You may have to pay a buck or something on a credit card or something, but you know what? The bad guys can care less.
Right,
you know,
as a
friend of mine said, he was recently, you know, years ago, he said he was doing bank robberies. He arrested the bank robber. He finally says, guy's admitting a bank robbery. He said, why on earth are you robbing banks? And he looked at him. He said, that's where the money is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what people are looking at when they see your house. Why are they trying to steal your equity? Because that's where the money is. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, to steal your house, they just need to change the name on that one-page document, quite frankly, in the county recorder's office that they can go get a copy of, forge your signature, change the name of the new owner to them, or most likely a false name, and they have essentially taken possession of your home.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Yep. I mean, you know, in this day and age, what do they got to worry about? The rap on the knuckles?
Right,
you know,
exactly.
They'll steal a couple $100,000 from you and probably not really expect to go to jail. And it's that simple for them to do so. And why people don't...
Yeah, I was just going to say, and what makes it so horrifying and for us and so easy for them is we don't even know they did it until like months later when we start getting foreclosure notices, right? And, you know, and collection notices.
Yeah. And if you don't know about the theft immediately before that first check is, issued, the bad guy, and maybe somebody you know, quite frankly, but if it's a cyber thief, that money's going to be offshore before the ink dries.
Right.
And they're going to be someplace with wide sandy beaches and drinks with their little umbrellas in them. And you're going to be off to the courthouse with an attorney at $800 an hour.
Yeah.
And
nightmare.
Spend, at that rate, spend 2 years sorting it out. You know, years ago when I first started with the company, the guy called me up. He says, you know, I know you guys are protecting titles. He said, somebody stole my title and I owe a ton of money. And the mortgage holder is going to take me to court so they can sell my house and get their money back. Can you do anything for me? I said, you know, my friend, I really have to tell you, you better get an attorney because that horse is out of the barn. That money's gone. They don't know who stole it. They don't know where it went. And so he called me. He was nice enough to call me a couple of years later, and he says, you know, you were right. It was expensive, and it took 2 years with my attorney. He said, here's the bad news. The good news is the judge put the house back in my name. It wasn't my loan. The bad news is I owed so much to the attorney, I had to sell the house to pay the bill.
Yep, lost exactly. Yeah.
People just are so penny wise and pound foolish, I think is the old phrase. Right.
Penny wise, pound foolish. Yeah.
You know, what so I have to tell you about HomeTitleLock.com because this is
I was just going to ask, because this is what I'm a big believer in this. I've been with you guys now, Home Title, for I think 2 years. And this is something we can all do right now today to secure our most valuable asset.
It's like securing your future, quite frankly. You look at your house as something for a retirement home or assisted living. It may not be there if the crooks get to it. And we have a product called Home Title Lock $1 million Triple Lock Protection for every subscriber. And our software, it's built to do just one thing. We aren't going to talk to you about anything else. We're going to watch your title 24/7. And that software will issue you an email the second something happens with the document that caused the disruption on your title and say, if you don't recognize this document, you need to call us immediately. And when you call us, you're going to be talking to our restoration people. Now, these are really special people. And I can say this because I did all the backgrounds on every one of them. So I know they're the very best. And we've been doing this for years. And we will spend up to $1 million of our money making sure you get what you need to restore the title to your name. And we will make sure that first loan isn't issued. And that's the key part, quite frankly. And we will act so fast. Our restoration people will know what to do, and they know how to do it. And, you know, people say, gee, that's got to be expensive. And I say, here, let me explain the cost here. If you skip one of your drive-through custom coffees per week, I said, at the end of the year, you'll have more than enough money to have, you know, paid for a year's coverage on your most important asset. Probably have enough left over for a couple of tanks of gasoline for your car. I said, I live in California, maybe a half a tank out here. But it's that simple.
That's right. I remember you're in California.
We're talking like 62 cents a day. Yeah. And have this kind of coverage, this kind of peace of mind.
And the peace of mind, I was just going to say, the peace of mind itself is worth it. Yeah.
Why would you not do it?
Right.
You know, I say this, you know, several times every week in interviews like this. And, you know, I will get answers from some people by they'll call us and they'll sign up. And I'll tell you what, those are the smart people.
Yeah.
The people that, you know, complain about, well, it's expensive and it's a joke, it's a scam and all that stuff. Those people are probably not homeowners.
Right.
And those are the people you got to disregard them because they have no idea what the heck they're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do it every day, all day. We do it better than anybody else with the best software in the industry, period.
Yeah, you know, you've proven it time and time again. We've gotten so many amazing comments for HomeTitleLock.com. And we see you guys on Fox, you're on Newsmax, you're all over the place. You're amazing. And gang, if you aren't checking on your home title with your county office, you could easily be the next person evicted from their own home, drowning in legal fees. And let's face it, who among us is checking our title? So that's why I partnered with Home Title Lock to get you the 14 days of home title protection for absolutely free, and then a title history report so that you can ensure you're not already a victim. It's just, again, it's all completely free. They want you to try it out. And then once you try it out, you're going to see this is awesome. And then you're going to be just a happy customer. You just can't go wrong with free security for 14 days. And, so be sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you sign up, you're going to answer two of those three questions that I asked at the beginning, because you're going to get a copy of your title. So you'll know where it is as well. So it's, you know, it's the best 70 or 62 cents you spent any day of the week. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about it. He says, what the heck can you get for 62 cents these days? And I said, you know, I'll tell you what, take 62 cents and go into a 7-Eleven or a bodega and see what you come out with. And he said, I'm going to come out with a 62 cents because there's nothing in there that they'll let me pay 62 cents for. I mean, it's that it's really that simple. And it's your retirement, your assisted living, those things are on the line, quite frankly. I mean, would you take a bag full of $100 bills and leave it on the curb.
Right.
You know, and hope it'll be there in the morning. Well, that's what you're doing every night. It's that kind of money is sitting on the table. And as that bank robber told my associate a number of years ago, hey, that's where the money is.
That's where the money is. Exactly. And now it's online. And if you just have you have your fingers and a keyboard and like you said, a county register's website, boom. Yeah,
Dr. Steve, in this legal environment that we have evolving right now, they don't even have to be really fearful of a lot of time in jail, quite frankly. If any, quite frankly, they might get a rap on the knuckles. I mean, it's just it's not physical harm, and it's not seen as a violent crime, and it's a white collar crime. And these guys know it's worth it. And lots of times it can be somebody completely out of the country doing this from someplace in Africa or Ukraine, places like that.
Yeah.
We're known for doing this.
Exactly.
So don't fall, you know, victim to something that you can avoid for 62 cents a day. Do it and you'll sleep better tonight. HomeTitleLock.com. Turleytalks.com.
That's it. Just click on the link below, gang. Make sure to use promo code Turleytalks. That's all one word, Turleytalks, for 14 days of free protection and their $1 million plan and a title history report. Absolutely amazing stuff. We love Home Title Lock. Art, we love you. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the service that you provide, and very, very appreciated. We'll have you back soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks for the time today.
You bet.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the #1 news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.